Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we lift you up on tonight, God. We lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up, God, and we glorify your name, Lord. God, as we come before you right now, Lord God, we just want to give you our best praise and worship, God. We want to bow down and kneel before your throne, Father God, and pay homage unto you, Father God. Lord, there were so many times in our lives before we got to know who you are and what you were for us, God. We worship and idolize everything else, lifted everything else above you, God. But because we know better now, God, we worship you, God. We glorify you, Lord God. We bow down and kneel before your throne, God, and give you all the glory, praise, and all the honor, God, because it's due unto you, Lord God. And yes, Lord, it may be required of us, God, but we want to give you the best praise and worship, God, because we want you to know how much you mean to us, God. We want to make sure that we express to you how much we love you, God, because we're so grateful and thankful to you, God, for and in everything that you have done for us, God, and everything that you are to us, God. And because of you, God, we are, God, and we want to say thank you, God, because you are our lifeline, Lord God. It's not like you're our lifeline, but you are, God, because you're the reason that we are living, that we are breathing, that we're walking, that we're talking, God, and our brains function, God. And we just want to bless you all tonight, God, because, Lord, we can't thank you enough, God, and neither can we repay you for all that you have done, God. The least that we can do, Lord God, is give you our best praise and worship, God. And, Lord, we're not going to let a rock cry out for us, God. Anybody come before you on our behalf, Father God, we dare not sit in silence, Lord God, because you have done so much for us, Lord God. We're not going to allow anything keeping us from it, God, from giving you our praise and worship on tonight, God. So, Lord God, tonight we give you our hallelujah on tonight. We give you our hallelujah praise, Lord God, because you are worthy and deserving of it all, Lord God. And we just want to bless you, Father. We bless you, 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 we bless you. And we want to tell you thank you, God. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for what you have done for us, Lord God. Thank you on tonight, God, for thinking of us as you do and loving us the way that you do so much, God. We thank you, God, that nothing separates your love from us, God. Even when we separate ourselves from you, God, you are still standing there with your arms wide open, your hands stretched out to us, God, waiting to wrap us in your arms and father us and shepherd us, God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, because without you, we don't know where we would be or what we would do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you wrote the very story for our lives, Lord God, and our future is secure in you, God, because you told us, God, you got a plan for us, Lord, as of good and not of evil, God. You got expected in for us, Lord God. We just want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God, for the plan that you have for us, God, for the future that's in store for us, God, for orchestrating it all, God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord God. We want to just give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, and lift you up and praise you and worship you, God. We just want to bask in your presence, Lord, because there's no greater place to be, God, than when we're in your presence, God, and nothing else can dwell there, God. That's our safe place, Lord God. We want to say thank you, God, because when we're in that safe and sacred place, Lord God, you build us up in that strength that we need to continue to go forward in you, God, because, Lord God, we can't find that strength within ourselves, and we, sure enough, God, can't find it in nothing and nobody else. It all comes from you, God. And we want to say thank you, Lord, on tonight, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. You are the reason that we can continue, Lord God, and keep going forward, Father God. You are the reason, Lord God, that we have health within our bodies, Lord God. And we want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we know, Lord God, it can be easy just to choose to give up and throw it all away, God. But we thank you for the strength to keep going and keep pressing, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, what you're doing in our lives, Lord God, is something good and something, God, Lord God. No matter what we're going through in the experience, God, we're not going to allow these things to deter us, God, or even cause us to be discouraged, Lord God, or give up on your word, God, because we know your word is true, because you're a man of your word and you are a promise keeper, God. We want to say thank you, God, for being a man of your word, God, because, Lord, you have not failed us yet, God. Everything that you have said is spoken in Father God told us about us, God, it has come to pass, God. And we want to say thank you, God, because your word is not void, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, for building us up in the assurance and confidence, God, that we simply just trust you and believe in you, God. That, Lord God, we're not so easily moved on today, God. We thank you for the experiences that you allow us to encounter, Lord, that we may be able, Lord God, to know for sure and for certain, without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God, if you said it is so. We just want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, for being the inner strength that we need, God. It comes from you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you on tonight, God. You said if we abide in you, you abide in us, Lord. We want to thank you on tonight, Father God, for being with us, Lord. We want to thank you on tonight, Father God, for the outpouring of your spirit. Thank you, God, for the connection to you. Without you, God, we are nothing, Lord. And we want to make sure that we let you know that we know that, that we honor you on tonight, Lord. So as we honor you and acknowledge you, God, for being who you are, for being our lifeline, the soul source, God, we lift you up and we give you praise on tonight, Lord God. You are excellent, God. You are good. You are amazing. You are everything, Lord God. And there is truly nobody else, Lord God, that can take your place or fill your shoes, God. We lift you up and glorify you, Lord God. Acknowledge that you are the one that sits on the throne in heaven, use the earth as your footstool, Lord God. That you are Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, Father God, because it begins and it ends with you, God. And we thank you on tonight that you are our beginning and our end, Lord. Oh, God, how great you are. And we lift you up on tonight, God. We don't just say it because it sounds good, Lord God, but because you have proved that to us, that you are great. You are good, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you on tonight, God. Oh, Lord God, we can't thank you another. Neither can we repay you for all that you have done, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. God, on tonight, as we give you the salutations and the praise, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord God, to stand in the gap, Lord, because, Lord God, you have given us the confidence, God, that we stand in the gap for those, Lord God, who are lacking in their confidence, God. They are struggling in their belief, Father God. They are wavering, Father God. They are in a place of discouragement, Father God. Because of what they heard, what was said, Father God, or what they may be going through currently right now, Father God, questioning, Father God, where you already put a period, Lord God. Touch your people on today, God. And I'm asking right now, God, that you remove all the doubts and all the uncertainties, God. I'm asking on today, God, that you will touch the minds, Lord. Regulate the thoughts on today, Father God, the things that your people already have conjured up and come up with their own conclusions, God, where you have already gave them the end game, God. You have already told them what it is and what it will be, God. I'm asking that you would touch right now, Father God, because, Lord, your word does not change. Your word does not change, God. I'm asking on tonight, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, that was spoken to them that was contrary to what you say, God, that it would be removed and uprooted, Lord God. That it would not continue, Lord God, to water the seeds that your people have already place it in their minds themselves. Lord, I'm asking that you would do it, God, because only you can do it. You're the one who regulates the minds on today, God. I'm asking that you, Lord God, would silence the noise on tonight, Lord God. Give your people ears to hear you, Lord God. Let them not get in the place of getting tired and weary, Lord God, and just ready to simply throw it all away, God. Because that's what the enemy wants to do. That's his job, to come in and seek who you may devour, Lord God. Let your people not be devoured and sifted as wheat, God. Not let them, Father God, make them own selves pray for the prayer of the Lord. Oh God, I'm asking that you will see about your sheep on tonight, God. You are the shepherd, Lord. So I'm asking that you will see about those who have gone, wandered off and lost, Lord God, who have went in the opposite direction of where you are guiding the flock, Lord God. I'm asking that you would do it on tonight, God, because I know that you are able to do it, Lord God. I know that you will, Lord God. And it's not too hard for you guys. So Lord, we're standing in the gap on tonight. We're standing on the gap on tonight, Father God, not only on our assurance, Lord God, but to touch and agree with those, Lord God, who are not so sure, Lord God, because you are who you say you are. You will do exactly what you say you're going to do, Lord God. We want to say thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for the proof and the evidence within our lives, Lord God, letting us know, God, that your word does not return void, God. Oh, God, I'm asking that you will touch our loved ones on tonight, God. Touch our family and friends on tonight, Father God. And help them in their uncertainty, God, in their unbelief on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, you said we just believe and stand on your word, God. So, Lord God, continue to help us all to continue to do that, God. Because we all have some times in our lives, God, when we get to that place, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, your word does not change. You do not change, Father God. You're not an Indian giver, Lord God. You won't give us something and Father God take it back, God. So help us all on tonight, God, to just stay encouraged, God, no matter when you said it, God, no matter how far it goes, Lord God, no matter how far-fetched it sounds, God. May your people, God, just stand and believe on today, God. Oh, Lord God, I'm asking that you help your people to have the strength to continue to press on, God. Help your people on tonight, Father God, to have the strength in their minds on today, Lord God. Oh, God, may your people remember, Lord God, that they are, Father God, mighty through the pulling down the strongholds, God. Cast down every imagination, Lord God, and exalt itself above you, God. May they remember the power and authority that they have on the inside of them, God, and not allow the enemy, Lord God, to come in and play on the territory that you have given them, God, when he ain't got no rights, no power, and no authority. Lord God, I'm asking that you would help your people on tonight. Help your people on tonight, God, because you are our help, Lord God. Oh God, help them on tonight to just simply consider and remember, Lord God, and not to give up and lose hope, God. You said our hope is in you, God. And if we keep our minds stayed on you, you keep us in perfect peace, God. So let them transform their thoughts, Lord God, their minds. Help them on tonight, Father God, to change their perspective. Take it off of what they're going through and experiencing. And place their eyes on you, God. And not get in a place of thinking that you don't hear because you're not deaf. And just because you're not speaking back in the way that they think and believe that you should, God. God, I'm asking that they would decrease even the more and increase in you, God, that they can hear what you're saying, God. If by chance you already spoken and they have not accepted it, God, give them a heart of acceptance, Lord, that they may be able to receive what you have already preordained and predestined, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you on tonight, God. Lord God, continue to touch your people, give them a heart of flesh, Lord God. Remove the areas, God, where it has turned stony and cold, Father God. God, I'm asking on today, Lord God, you continue, Lord God, to uncork the ears, Lord God. Remove the scales off the eyes on today, Father God. Lord God, continue to touch this nation, Lord God. All across, Lord God, north, south, east, and west, God, every man, every woman, every child, every boy, every age group, God, every ethnicity, Lord God. All people, God, because we all need you, God, in some form, shape, or fashion, Lord God. So may there be hearts be open on tonight, Lord God, to ask you to be what they need you to be, and then trust and believe in you to do it, Lord God, because you're not a God that will lie. Oh God, we thank you on tonight, Father God. Let your truth be on the inside of us, God, that when that lie comes toward us, God, that it won't cause us to join with it, God, but reject it, Lord God, because there's no lies in you, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking us that your people, Lord God, will recognize the deception and manipulation, Lord God, that's taking place within their life to deceive them and trick them out of what you have for them, Lord God. I'm asking that you would do it on tonight. We are standing in the gap for your people, Lord God. Continue to touch the prayers on the prayer wall, God, even the prayers on the altar and the altar box, God. And even as we go forth, God, be with us tonight. Meet us in the midst of our women's form, God. Let's come together and edify, uplift each other, Lord God, as we pour out, as we release, as we join together in sisterhood, God, that we may come together in fellowship, Lord God, and be helpers one to another, God. God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, for the body of Christ that you're bringing together in love, in unison, in fellowship, that we may edify each other to grow together, Lord God. We want to say thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name, God. Oh, God, on tonight, we give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise, all the accolades, and all the salutations, God, because you are worthy, 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 worthy of it all. And we give it to you on tonight, God. Oh, Lord God, continue to help us continue to humble ourselves, Lord God. Stay meek and lowly on before you, Lord God, as we continue, Lord God, to continue on this journey, Father God, as you continue, Lord God, to mold us and shape us, Lord God, into what you want us to be. We want to say thank you, Father God, for the making, for the molding, and the shaping, Lord. We bless you, God. Oh, God, we ask on tonight that you continue to hear our prayers and consider them and answer them, Lord God. And may, Lord God, we be mindful, Lord God, and have no motives, no agendas, no ill will, no ill intent, Lord God, but from the pure, sincere place in our hearts, God. May we also be mindful, God, that all we do, God, do it all unto you, because it's all you, God, and we want to just thank you on tonight. Lord God, we ask you to consider these prayers in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.